we have the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, Jarvis Landry, wide receiver from LSU, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. Jarvis, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, good to hear from you. And I got to tell you that you're here with me, Greg Likens. You're here with one of the best wide receivers in Dolphins history, O.J. McDuffie, Troy Drayton, a tight end, and then you've got John Kangemi. So we were all going to ask you some questions, but I know O.J.'s got a bunch for you. Real quickly, Jarvis, give us an idea of how you got the news, who you spoke to from the Dolphins, and what the reaction was for you.
Me and my agent, he's just kind of sitting down trying to figure out what was going on, what was happening, and earlier today I got a phone call from Miami before the draft even started, and just asking if kind of confirming was this my number and stuff like that, and they were the only team that done that today, so kind of had a good feeling about it going in. Just got the call from the GM, and since then it's been a very emotional time for me and my family.
Jarvis, is that your first interaction with the Dolphins? That's the first time you had any contact with them, or had you talked to them earlier, during this whole process before the draft?
I met with them the entire time at the combine. And not only that, at my pro day, we met and we talked. And then after that, that was the last time.
What do you feel that you'll fit in with this wide receiver group, with guys like Brian Hartline on the squad, Mike Wallace on the team, Brandon Gibson, Rashard Matthews? What do you think you fit in, inside, outside? What do you think would be your best fit for this Dolphin offense?
I don't want to be limited to either. I want to play both. Whatever the team needs me and require me to be productive, that's where I'm going to be. And I believe in challenging the guys in the receiver room that's in there with me, and compete day in and day out to get better, to bring a Super Bowl back to Miami.
Jarvis, I know you have some great hands. What do you think is one of your strengths? And I see that one intangible that you have that I love to see in wide receivers is the fact that you love to block for your running backs when they get out in the open field.
Absolutely. And I think that my strongest strength is, my hands. My hands and my ability to make plays for, the quarterback and in those tight situations on third down or whatever it may be. And like you said, my blocking. I take pride in blocking, and I think that's not something that's form, that's a mentality. And that's the mentality that I take every time I take the field. Every great running back has great blockers on the outside. So I believe in that.
Jarvis, watching your highlights at LSU, it seems like you're one of those receivers that uses his body well. You're a hands catcher, but you have great control of your body, and you're able to post up defenders. Is that one of the qualities that you feel you can bring to the next level?
Absolutely. And that comes with my IQ and my feel and my instincts for the game. That comes with the preparation and knowing my DB, knowing, is he going to try to play through my hands, or is he going to try to let me catch the ball and, just try to make a tackle. So, based on my preparation and my football IQ and instinct, that's how I play the game.
Jarvis Landry, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, the 63rd overall pick, wide receiver out of LSU, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS Hotline. And Jarvis, one of the guys we've heard you compare to is Anquan Boldin. Some people have said that. When you take a look at yourself and you look at some of the NFL wide receivers of the past, who do you like to compare your game to?
Man, honestly, I believe in being a lifelong learner. I believe in, not really having one form or one element of my game. So I take bits and pieces from Eric Decker, his route running, and, I take it from Wes Walker, how he uses his body underneath, his deceptive routes underneath, and not only that, but lastly, just, the catch rate that Larry Fitzgerald has. I thrive myself on making free catches or any kind of catch that requires difficulty or even the easy ones, just to be as consistent as possible and be that window for a QB to trust me.
Hey, Jarvis, I know your offensive coordinator at LSU this past year was Cam Cameron, former Dolphins head coach back in 2007, and a very good offensive coordinator. What did you learn from him? Because he's had obviously a lot of success as a coordinator on the NFL level. What did you learn from him that you think you can take to him to the NFL?
There's so much, and I can't thank him enough. And not only him, but I had Adam Henry, in the receiver room with me. But Coach Cam brought the NFL mentality and the NFL preparation to college meeting rooms, and he brought that attitude that, you know, it's a business, and he treated college football like that. And it enabled me to prepare different, you know, look at the world different and understand that, you know, every opportunity that I have, that I have to take advantage of it.
Hey,
and he believed in me.
Jarvis, hold on 1 second. The Dolphins are about to make one more pick. We'll go to the podium,
Raiders,
if you don't mind. Hold on.
Traded the 67th pick to the Miami Dolphins. With the 67th pick in a 2014 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Billy Turner, tackle, North Dakota State.
All right, Billy Turner, tackle from North Dakota State, is the next newest member of the Miami Dolphins. In the meantime, we continue our conversation with Jarvis Landry. And Jarvis, appreciate you joining us. Wide receiver out of LSU, who was just drafted by the Dolphins at number 63. Jarvis, you take a look. You guys had a very potent wide receiver duo, specifically with you and Odell Beckham, your teammate at wide receiver. He goes in the first round of the New York Giants. How much pride do you guys have as LSU Tigers being a duo like that going in the first and second round?
Man, it means a lot. It means a lot, and it says a lot about Coach Miles and the LSU organization and the things that they do for the guys that, you know, that they recruit. And I think that it enables us to be in, they put us in successful positions all year long, all three of us. You know, me, Jeremy, Zach, the whole offense put us in a position to be successful always, and I think that has been the biggest thing.
Jarvis, what's your timeline for getting down here? Are you anxious to get down here and be amongst the fellas, ready to get to work? I know, you know, the draft process has been a long time going, and I know you're ready to play some football. What's your timeline on getting down here and getting going with the fellas?
Sunday. I'll be down Sunday. Can't wait. You know, can't wait. You know, I can't wait to get back to football. I can't wait to get back to what means the world to me, and can't wait to, you know, just feel that feeling again. I think that this process, you know, it's been long waited, and I'm just ready for some football, baby. That's it.
Nice.
All right. We like to hear that, Jarvis. We're looking forward to seeing you down here. And, by the way, congratulations once again on being a new member of the Miami Dolphins. Thanks for joining us here. We really appreciate it. Look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless. Fins up.
All right, fins up. There we go. Man. He knows how to play the crowd there. Jarvis Landry,
right,
wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, the 63rd overall pick to the Dolphins.